Welcome to the Kicking It With Ray podcast. I'm your host, Rainice, and I'm here to discuss all things reality TV from a black and brown perspective. From dating and marriage to competitions and everyday pop culture, I'll be diving into it all. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Kicking It With Ray. I'm your host, Rainice, and I'm here this week with my good friend, Danielle.
Hi. Hey,
hi, how are you?
I'm good. I know we've been talking so much off pod, so we talked about so many different topics. I'm good, and I'm glad to be here. Thank you for letting me come and do this with you. I would not have watched this without you. I'm not going to lie.
I know you would have gotten around to it, but yes.
At some point yeah. I would have, but I would not have done it today if it wasn't
for
you.
Of course, of course. And for those of you who don't know, Danielle used to host a podcast way back in the day. The Crime and Roses podcast is one of my favorite podcasts. And, we did some joint collaborations there. But now she is just a badass mom and working mom and all that. Yeah. And so because we still talk so frequently, I was like, I got to have you come back on the show just to discuss this new season with me. So Joey's premiere was last night. Was it last night? I'm so confused what day of the week.
Girl, who are you telling? I'm like, I don't know. Yes, it was last night. It was.
Okay. Okay. What were your like overall thoughts of Joey's first episode?
I just was like, I think initially when it started, I was like, this franchise is wild. The amount of money they will spend on a mediocre white man and like not like the women of color and the beautiful people that we have. And it was like, I mean, you popped out with real music.
Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish? Like, you know, you paid buku bucks for that.
That one song alone probably cost more than all a charity season.
Exactly. But I will say it looked really dramatic. I'm not gonna lie. Like, you guys have been telling us it's the most dramatic, and I know you're all fucking liars.
Yeah.
But this one, I was like, well, that shit does look dramatic.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm so gullible. I definitely am like, oh my God, what is gonna happen? This is too much.
I'm the same. Like, see, and Megan, who is the podcast host on Crime and Roses, and my bestie, she was like, knew all the spoilers, and she was like, girl, it ain't gonna be dramatic. And I was like, I just am so gullible. I'm like, oh my God, this looks so juicy. And I know at the end it won't be, but still, I was like, it's like broke the fourth wall, and there were producers, and they're like grabbing his jacket. But I mean, overall, I thought that it was like the traditional. I mean, there's something about being able to like see a show, and it's like the traditional model of something. Like, I watch New Girl or Happy Endings or something like every night, because it's like it feels good to just like have consistency. So I think like that's how it felt. I was like, hey, it's the same old, people coming out the limos. A little bit of drama, this and that. It feels good. It's like a traditional. I don't think there was anything that was like outside of the norm, but sometimes it's good.
Yeah. The one thing that was outside of the norm was the whole letter that Leia got, but then she burned it. Like the card saying that she could use this card to steal a one-on-one later on in the show from someone. I was so excited to see how that might turn out. And this is the chaotic part of me. This is the chaotic Renice where I'm like, oh, bring me drama. I just wanted to see what was going to happen with the card. Like, are you going to actually use it to steal a date? Or are you going to try to negotiate and get some, like, additional one-on-one time or something? Like,
it felt real Survivor-ish. It's like, you know, like an advantage. But do you think that the producers were like, we're going to say you get something, but you really don't? Because, like, we'll make sure you definitely get a rose. But, like, do you think they're actually going to, like, allow that to happen? I don't know. It felt weird.
I don't know. I really don't. That's why I wanted to see, is this going to actually be used? Because I feel the same way as like, are they just giving it to her as like to see what she's going to do with it? I don't know. The whole thing was just so weird to me. I personally would not have even thought about throwing it away.
I don't think they would have let her throw it away. I don't. Something
burned says, it. She literally threw it in the fire.
I don't think that they would let her do that. Like, I think they would have been like, bitch, no, we're going to make you a new card. You don't get to throw it away. Like, it was this bit. I think that she knew. I think she knew all along, like, what it was going to be.
Yeah. Well, that's why I was like, I feel like that whole thing was kind of staged because, one, Even if I had no intentions of using it, why wouldn't I just keep this as like a memento? You hear people talk all the time about like things that they kept from the show, like some people keep all their
The
roses.
box, they keep a little
Yeah.
box.
All the little things. Like this is like something you got. No one else has gotten this before. I probably would have just kept it and just as like a memento or something.
Girl, she has one. She has one. That was all. It just seemed like ridiculous to me. I was
Yeah.
like, y'all,
And then
y'all.
the fact that she got the first impression rose kind of because she did that, I was like, this feels, I don't know, it didn't feel right. I'm like, yay for you. You got the first impression rose. But Joey, were you really that impressed by this producer contrived situation?
Right. I did not think she was getting it. When they said she got the first impression rounds, I was like, really? Now, my girl Daisy is from Minnesota, and you know I love me some the great state of Minnesota.
Yeah.
But I genuinely thought that he was going to give it to her. I thought that they had a connection because he kept saying he really liked to get to know people and their stories. And she seemed like a person who was able to like have a connection and was like, yeah, I'm excited to like get to know you. Like that girl Jess, the hot ass mess. Child, when she come out there and she's just like, and you have two sisters and you this, I was like, oh, he don't like that. Why is he? But she said, I mean, I knew she was gonna be a mess from the minute she got out that damn boat, child. She looked like Hannah Brown. I couldn't deal with it. But anyways, I say all that to say I think he really likes, to get to know people in a genuine connection. So I think that was all producer.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And I don't know if they were just doing that because they felt like they had to give her something for winning America's Vote or whatever the hell it was last season. I don't know, but it was just weird. And yeah, I didn't agree with it, but I thought it was I like introducing new things. And while you still have that familiar format, I would have liked to have seen a twist or something. So I was excited for it. I'm just annoyed that it went down the way that it did. So
Yeah, it
it
was
was
stupid.
probably, like you said, though, that was probably the plan from the beginning. So
Right.
anyway.
I did like how they would like the girls would come out the limo, and then if they had a package, it would be in the middle. So they like came out and then the package, and then you saw them again. It felt like I was like, oh, I can remember them better.
Yeah, they started doing that, I think, 2 seasons ago.
Girl, I didn't even
It
notice.
was, yeah, I think it was a Zach season. Yeah, that they started doing that. And I think that helped us to like re remember who these people were. I love that they stuck with that too. 'Cause yeah, when they do all the packages in the beginning, then I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, I forget. And I can't, you don't really, it doesn't really go together. So I thought it was fine. I guess my question for you is like, because you're like more in it now than I have been, I'm like kind of out of the loop. I'm like Bachelor adjacent nation. Is this feels like it's been a long time coming, especially with that wild ass Bachelor in Paradise ride. Like, is this usually how it goes? Or is this, I felt like it's been. Well, charity season seems like a year ago, for real.
It was a while ago, but you know, The Bachelor used to always premiere in January.
That's what I thought, but
Yeah, but
it feels so long.
COVID messed up the time frame a little bit, but I do remember Matt James's season being in January, I believe. I think that
I
they
feel
took
like all, yeah, I feel like all of them, even like Colton, I remember it being January, but like it feels like Bachelor in Paradise was like being in the middle was just like
Well, then 'cause
so chaotic.
we also had Golden Bachelor. So I feel like
True.
we had three different shows in between the last Bachelor season. So it just feels weird.
I forgot when they brought out Charity or like did the montage of Charity, I was like, I forgot where I knew Joey from because it feels like
Honestly,
it's been 10 years ago.
same. And that's another thing that I wanted to talk about because for charity season, they only gave her like 25 guys. It was something really low and a reasonable number. Why did they feel the need to have 32 women for this season?
I don't know.
I don't understand that. And then Jesse lied to us because he was like, this is the most women we've ever had on opening season. And I'm like, no, you had 32 for Matt James's season too. And then you had like a couple more women come later on.
That's true. I don't understand what that was about. I never feel like it's necessary in night one. I did like when they like brought women in. 'Cause wasn't who was it that like came?
Michelle was one
Yes,
of the
that's
women.
right. She came and it was kind of like it brought a little something to the conversation and like who was she and and ended up
I didn't mind that at
working.
all. I love a twist. I love a twist. Always, always try something new. That was fine. But I think what made me so upset about this particular night was it was very apparent that Joey did not talk to everyone. And I couldn't tell if he actually was able to talk to any of the women who went home. We didn't see those conversations, so I'm assuming no. But I think that's so messed up that you would send home women that you didn't even get a chance to talk to first. What did you think about that?
Well, I would think like particularly the Evelyn situation, which like my notes literally were like, I really feel her because he's like, I'm gonna give somebody the first impression, Rose, and I had no impression of you because I haven't talked to you at all.
At all.
I think that when in the end when she gets a Rose, I think it's real diversity Rose, to be honest with you. But I think she's absolutely stunning and beautiful, and I really, but I like her crying. I was like, no, I feel you. Like you didn't even get to know me at all, had no conversation with me, and now the only impression that you're gonna be able to make a decision off of is if you think I look good. She's fucking fine. So therefore, good for her, but it feels kind of like a slap in the face because you take time off, you may quit your job, you do all this to come here, and I can't even get a conversation.
Spend money on clothes. Like some people had to literally quit their jobs to go on this show because they couldn't get the time off for it.
Or like it's a conflict with, you know, your job, or you have stuff going on, or family, or this. Like everybody should get a chance to at least talk to
At
him.
least talk to him. And then not to mention, like, they've been drinking and it's late.
They seemed a little sloppy. They seemed a
Oh,
little more drunk than
Maria
I,
seemed very drunk. Yes. And the whole thing with that 2 drinks per hour, is it, or is it 2 drinks every 2 hours? Whatever it is, I'm like, if you're little and not eating, you're still gonna be fucked up.
And tired. And tired as fuck. Like the
Okay.
tired part is probably the word. Girl, I saw her name on there and it said Maria, and my black ass was like Mariah. I was like, is her name Mariah? Okay, Mariah. She was like Maria, and I was like, damn.
Like, that's hilarious.
I don't know why I just like
Does
made it Maria
it have an
Mariah.
H at the end?
Oh,
I'm judging
no.
you.
You should. You should. She came on the screen. I was like, oh, okay, her name is Mariah. That's cute. And she was like Maria. I was like, oh damn, it is how that that's spelled. Okay. Maybe I'm tired and drunk too. But no, I felt like they seemed a little more tipsy than I feel like I've seen people in a little bit.
No, I definitely felt that as well. Like, Jess, with her, kind of erratic behavior, still a little bit drunk, baby. It's
A
fine.
little bit. What did you think though about like them? What was your thoughts on like him not being able to talk to everyone, and specifically like Evelyn, and her name is Evelyn, right?
Yeah, Evelyn was one who
Okay.
was crying. Yes. So I am of the Nick Viall school of thought, where Nick always talked about how if he wasn't going to get to talk to every single woman that night, then he was not going to send home women who he didn't talk to. So I can't remember right now if he did speak to every single woman or if he just didn't send home people that he didn't talk to.
That makes sense. He's like, so I didn't talk to you, so I'm gonna at least get to know you, but I did talk to you and I didn't
I
like
didn't like
what I see.
it.
That makes sense.
So, because that's also something that Olivia joked about during Bachelor in Paradise when Avon and Kylie tried to like come for her for being a night oneer. She clapped back and was like, "Well, he didn't get to know me and sent me home, but he got to know you and then chose to send you home. So, like, who's really losing here?" And
That
but
makes
that,
sense.
yeah, like that's my issue is that they don't get to know you. These 10 women went home last night. That is crazy. That is a lot of people to go home when you, if you didn't get to speak to everyone. I feel like we only saw him have like 12 conversations. So who did you like? I just don't understand why they do this. Either lessen the amount of women that come or make it a requirement that every person gets at least 20 to 30 minutes with him. They should have never let Jess come back and steal him for a second time.
Girl, you know they wanted to do that. You
Of
know that
course.
they sent her ass over there. I was like, do you want to talk to him again? And she was like, yes, absolutely. I know
Absolutely.
everything about him. And they were like, okay, go stand over there. And I'm sure
Yep.
she went to walk away when old girl was talking to him. And then they were like, go stand right here on this mark. We all know that they did it,
We know.
girl.
We
And you gonna
do.
play for it.
And
You gonna fall for it
that's why
all.
people get upset. That's why Evelyn's crying because she sees y'all playing bullshit games like this and she didn't get to talk to him. That's not fair to her. That's not fair
At
to the
all.
human.
You wouldn't talk to him twice, and it's just like also like who gets a big intro and who doesn't, and
Oh yeah, like
it,
I asked, like, how did Jen get the go-karts? That's the coolest entrance ever. How do you determine who gets some shit like that? Because I can understand like Daisy bringing the Christmas tree. That's her life. Like, her life is a Christmas tree farm. So that wasn't, to me, that wasn't even like a big entrance. That's like who she is. But like Jess on the boat, why did she come in on a boat? What was the point in
That's
that?
a good point. I didn't even think about it. Like, what did she say about the boat? Was there like a part of
She
it
made a
or
joke, something about a relationship. it was some type of like play on the word ship. So
okay.
Yeah, it wasn't a great
any entrances that you like.
I loved Chandler's because she was like, "You're Joey and I'm Chandler, and I promise to always be there." And I cried, Danielle. I was like,
"You saw that song, but that it was cute though. It was cute."
Matthew Perry.
I really read his book not too long ago. So like that was like when he passed away. I think I would have been like, "Oh, it's really sad," but I was like, "Oh my god, I really had hope that he was like gonna do better." I was like. Yeah. A little distraught. That book was really good and I like just had read it anyway. But I liked Autumn's, although it didn't really work out for her. And he was like, "Oh, there's the engine." I didn't know she was throwing leaves. I didn't know what she was throwing.
Oh, I missed that. I didn't see that's what she was doing.
She came out and she like threw leaves.
Okay.
And then he was like, "Okay, there's the entrance," but I didn't know what she was throwing. And then he was like, "Yeah, like a summer and spring." She's
like, I thought that she should have led him a little bit more because, first of all, I would have never said autumn. Fall is my favorite season, but I say fall.
Me too. I would never say autumn.
I would never say autumn. That's so weird to me. So I was like, she should have led him a little bit more and been like, "So what's your favorite season and why is it autumn?" or something.
That's cute. That's cute. Yeah. So tell me why your favorite season is autumn or what you like most about the fall. Something. But I thought she was super cute. I like her. I thought she was really cute. That was the one that I can remember the most. Yeah,
I like her from her bio because she said she spontaneously got a lip tattoo, and I just want to see it. I want to see if it's still there. I want to know more about this lip tattoo. So
would
bad.
You get one? Would you get a lip tattoo?
Well, for my job, no.
but it's in your lip. No one would see it.
Like you, so technically you were right. But with my luck, it would like show when I smile or something, or when I talk, someone would see it. Just something stupid,
true.
You know, because like, yeah, like if someone is looking at you close enough, they can see anything. But I don't know what I would get there is the thing. Like, I'm not opposed to lip tattoos. I'm just kind of like, what do you get on your lip?
Yeah. No, I feel you. No, she, I'm trying to think if there were any other entrances that like really caught my eye. I honestly thought the one with like the tennis thing when he was like, I thought it was a beach. That's what it was. I didn't know it was like the tennis.
Yeah,
thing.
That was Evelyn. Looks like a lifeguard stand. It also, I mean, that's what we probably associate more with it because like I don't really watch tennis matches like that or pay attention. I should say I don't pay attention to the person up in that chair when I do tennis matches.
They're inconsequential, especially when Serena and Coco and everybody is like, "Girl, I don't know who that is up there."
I did not notice, but for him to not notice, I was kind of like, "Sir."
Now I will. Let me tell you something. That is a very attractive, conventionally attractive white man. Let me tell you something. Joey is very cute.
Yes, that's why I said this is the first time I've been excited for a batch lead in a while, because probably since Nick Viall, to be honest, because every single other lead I did not want. And as much as I wanted like Matt James and a man of color, I didn't want it to be Matt James because we didn't know him. I thought that was like setting him up for failure. So I was not excited about his season. And
it did.
And I was right. Yeah.
Well, but that's the thing is like, I really enjoyed him and Tyler. Remember COVID and like just watching them and him doing dances. Like, I think I would have been fine with him never doing The Bachelor and probably would have been a TikTok star. And I would have been like, "Oh yeah, I still follow him." But like, it just, I agree. This is probably the first time I've really been excited for a lead. And I watched Charity season as well. Like, I'm glad that she picked on. Are they still together?
Yes.
Okay, good. Just want to make sure. But I think Joey is very cute. I did not mind at all the tennis montages with his shirt off and the little gold chain. I was like, oh my God.
It's perfect. It was tasteful.
It was tasteful. And I'm like, I don't want a shower scene, but like, I was like, oh, Joey, cute.
Yeah.
Joey can get it. Not for me because I'm a happily married woman, but he can get it from somebody else.
Yes. Well, I'm not married. So there we go. What did you think about there being a few women on there who were not your conventional size zero models? We had Krissa and Kayla, who were both a little bit thicker and curvy. I love to see it.
I love it. So I actually wrote down like which women like I found attractive, and she was the first one. Like Krissa. I think she's the first one I thought was like really, and I was like, oh, probably because she's a little thicker and I can like see a little bit of myself in her. She's not plus size. I would say she's like a mid-size regular, you know, I don't know.
Probably like a six or eight.
That's what I said. I was going to say an eight. Like, But I thought she was like really fun and had a good personality. And I, you know, I like them thick. So I was like, I thought she was really attractive. I don't think that, I don't know how to say this. Like, I think that like it's better, but it still is not like, she's not plus size at all. Like, there still isn't diversity. Let's not act like that's like size diversity.
Yeah, we've solved
But I liked
it.
it.
Diversity, body diversity is here now.
They were like, look, she looked thick. I'm like, yes, she is, but that doesn't answer the whole entire thing. There still is a
No.
representation, but I would say I think she probably is the most attractive person that I saw that
Yeah.
I would be attracted to.
Yeah.
So
Kayla was the person I had as my first round pick. Like, I absolutely loved her bio. I loved everything about her. She's a little bit curvy too. So I was really disappointed that she went home. I thought they gave her a terrible entrance though. Her entrance was
yes.
home, she was like moaning in the car and then got out and was like, oh, I was just my tennis grunts or something. And I was like, who told her to do this?
Her hair was so pretty. Her and I think the girl's name is Erica.
Erica, yeah.
Erica, I just was like, shave your head off and put it on mine. Your hair, just the ringlet is perfect. Yeah, I agree. I think I thought, I was like, that's weird. That was
Yeah.
weird.
There were so many entrances that were way too sexual for this quote unquote family show. And I just feel like when you don't even know someone that well,
Yeah.
why are you coming with that right away? Like the banana one. Who did, I think it was Zoe did the bananas.
I don't mean to talk about people. I don't mean to talk about nobody. I don't say this. Please take this with. I don't ever mean. I'm not malicious and mean. But yeah, her forehead is so big.
Yes, and
I was just like,
she does this middle part that is not flattering to her. Like, girl, you need to do a
dang.
side swap, side part, and let it swoop over.
Have you never seen Queen Rihanna? Have you not seen her, girl? She spent years covering that forehead, child.
Yes, and Zoe, beautiful Cuban woman from Atlanta, love you. You're gorgeous. Stop with the middle part. And like that was what I said too. I think I cut it out of our episode because I was like, we were talking way too long about it. But I was just like, this is driving me crazy. Why is your
Yeah.
in the middle? It's not
Yeah.
flattering.
Everybody like had middle parts and then all their hair swooped to the front where it was like some people you saw them from the back, you were like, girl, that don't look good.
Yeah.
But I do be telling people the back of my head is not my problem, it's yours. So as long as I look good in the front. The bananas was ridiculous. And I think I agree with you. Like it's just over sexualized. And I think that it's like a thing where if it was a woman, it's just, I was just watching like How I Met Your Mother and it was like, is it creepy or is it cute? Like, and it's in the eye of the beholder. And so,
Yeah.
like, if you like them, it's cute. If you don't, it's creepy. But like,
Right.
asking him to pick which banana,
You
what?
resonate. He thinks that which banana do you resonate with or whatever. I was just like, huh? I'd have been like,
What?
I don't like bananas. I'm allergic.
Like I'm actually deathly allergic. Please get those away from
Yeah.
me, okay? He was
Like,
like, let's. He was like, let's not like go. I mean, I liked his answer, but it was like that was weird.
yeah, like, okay, I guess it depends on who your lead is, right? Because when you had Katie, I hated when Katie
Right.
came out onto Matt James season with the vibrator
I
because we don't know
hated
this.
Katie
Yeah.
all the way. You know, I hate
Yes,
Katie
we hated her
to this
down.
day.
But when she came out with the vibrator, I was like, that's not okay to sexualize a black man like that. I was upset about it. But I'm also like, she made it more about herself than she did about him, kind of. So it wasn't terrible. But when she then became the lead, it made sense for people to make sex jokes
Right.
with her because that's how she made her entrance. So that
Right.
made sense to me. Joey has not done that. And even, oh, even
No.
Pete, when he was the lead and people were coming out making windmill jokes and stuff, because you were sex, like the whole you being the windmill and four times in a windmill, that was your thing. So like to me, the context matters. And I just thought it was weird that so many women were making this sexual when you don't know that that's what Joey is even
Yeah, I feel like every season you're gonna get a couple of women and a couple of men that just say things that are like comes out of left field and
into.
it's trying to be funny and it's not, and it's weird and they should
It's weird.
stop.
Yes. So I kind of understood that why Zoe and Kayla were sent home. I hated it, but I could understand it. I
Yeah.
didn't understand Chandler being sent home. I was like, why? She had the best opening.
I mean, there is not a lot of diversity this season. I mean, we are really back to like this. I just didn't
There
feel, I feel.
was in the women that were picked in the original 32 cast, half of them were women of color. It might have even been more than half because I think that there was like two that we weren't sure about and then they ended up being mixed or something. But like, I think it was more than half of them were diverse. And then you have Daisy, who's got a cochlear implant, so she's, you know, different, quote unquote. But then he eliminated at least four, I believe, women of color, because it was Kyra, Chandler, Talia, Kayla. There was that. So I think four of them out of the six out of the 10 were women of color. So,
I just didn't feel in general. I don't know. And some, maybe it's hard coming off of like Bachelor and Paradise. Sorry.
And Samantha. So five of the 10 women were women of color that he
eliminated. I just was like, yeah, I knew he cut a lot. Like as soon as they were cutting down the roses, I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
It's going down.
I didn't love that. But on Kayla's Instagram, she said, keep watching. You're going to see me again.
So, and you know the producers let her say that.
Yes.
You know, I like a good twist, like we said. The woman from Hawaii, what is her name?
There was two. There was Rachel and then Leah. Leah was the one he met on After the Final Rose and then got the first impression rose. And then Rachel was the one with the also curly hair. She looks almost black, but I think she's Samoan probably.
Yes, Rachel is like also like absolutely gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Like when she came out and they seemed to have like a real connection. It seemed like there was a little bit of a spark there.
Yeah, I agree. I think Rachel's going to go far.
Yeah, because even the preview, she was there for a good minute.
Mm-hmm.
Her and Daisy and then that one girl, the Canadian girl.
Shoot, there was so many Canadians. There was like four Canadians, three or four.
The one who like didn't want to kiss him.
Well, Maria said she didn't want to kiss him and then she did.
Oh, it is Maria. Because I think the girl name was Mariah.
Oh, yeah. Is Maria Canadian? She was from Florida or something.
I thought she was a Canadian woman.
I don't remember. But
she had said something like, my goal is to have a committed relationship. And so like that bothered me only because like you can't make your goal something that somebody else is responsible for.
Right.
It's a two-way street. I can't be like, you can want to have a committed relationship and be committed to somebody. Mm-hmm. So she could have been like, my goal in life is to be committed to somebody as a partner. But you cannot control if you're going to have a committed relationship and if someone else is also going to be committed to you. So exactly. We got to work on these goals, sis, because like that ain't it.
Right. Right. That you have to have a goal of wanting to be in a committed relationship with someone who wants to be committed with you.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you can have your goal to be like, I want to be committed to someone, but you can't, baby, if we know anything, you can't rely on him being committed to you.
Yes.
So then like your goal is inherently flawed. Yeah. It's just what I think, but yeah.
What did you think about Lauren and Allison, the sisters?
Girls, you took the words out of my mouth. I was gonna ask you, what do you think about the sisters?
Oh my God. So I thought it was weird that they were gonna try to keep it a secret at first. Like, why are you already starting off a relationship by lying? That's weird.
Yeah, I would have kept it from the girls, but maybe not him, but I don't know, it was weird. They obviously didn't last long.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that. Like, because if you're in the house trying to get to know people, it's going to come out. Y'all didn't think of, like, different backstories or anything. You didn't plan this. So you're literally telling the women all the exact same stories. Yeah, I'm from Philly, and I have three siblings. Like, it was, like, the exact same story.
Back to back, too. It just didn't make any sense. It's all from Center City.
They came out one after the other. So I was like, not only do y'all look alike, but then you have the exact same backstory. Like, this doesn't make any sense. So, I personally liked Lauren more than Allison, but that's because
is Lauren the older one or the younger one?
Lauren's the older one. She was the one that was like, are you fucking kidding me? When Allison got the rose first.
I liked her more because she shotgunned that beer, like a pro, and she seems like a good time.
Yes.
No, I'm not going to say it. Keep going.
Tell me off air. Tell me off air.
I think that she has, like, natural beauty, but she's, like, she did a lot of enhancements. And so I'm, like, I think she's really pretty. But I'm also, like, I think she's done so much that she kind of, like, looks like everyone else on Instagram. Does that make sense? But, like, I think she's really pretty.
Yeah, I think they're both really pretty. I don't know. So, something was bothering me about her smile. Like, I can tell Lauren, for some reason, doesn't smile. She doesn't like her smile. I don't know why. But even in her bio picture, she doesn't show her teeth. Her smile is very, like...
Yeah.
Y'all can't see what I'm doing, but I'm like, it's like a flattened out duck lips where you're basically just pursing your lips and not actually laughing. But even during the rose ceremony, that's how she was standing up there, like not opening her mouth at all, but trying to smile. It was weird, but I still like her. I think she's spicy, and I love women who don't mind talking a little shit.
No, I agree. And I think that like the biggest thing that I got from the episode too was there were so many women who seemed to be really authentic during the rose ceremony. Like even Rachel being like, "Oh shit, you didn't scare me." And somebody like, "Oh girl," was like, "Oh fuck," when she got picked and was like, I think those are all really normal reactions, and either that always happens and they cut it out, or they're actually showing it, or the like this is new. But that's exactly how I would be. Like you, like Joy would be like, Danielle, and I'd be like, oh fuck, thank God.
Same.
Oh, give me the damn rose. Oh my God, thank you so much. Yes.
Exactly. And like, I like how Maria was like about to hug him first, then came back.
Right.
She
She's like, I don't know what
was
I'm doing. Like,
awkward.
this is
But
awkward.
that would be
Whoops.
me. That would be me too. Like, I don't know what to do, even though I watch the show every single season.
Exactly. I would absolutely be like, give him a hug. Oh, wait, did I grab him wrong? Duh. Yeah, it would be a mess. So yeah, I think that was fun. Like little things like that.
It was good.
Any dresses? Like
I'm
any
gonna say,
outfits
who,
that you
why
like?
are you in my head? I was literally just saying, like, who was your favorite dress?
So I feel like I'm back. I liked Daisy's dress the
It
most.
was my favorite.
Okay, good. Because I was like, do I like it because she's from Minnesota, or do I
No, it was
actually
gorgeous.
like
It was absolutely gorgeous. I like proof. I said it on my Instagram. I said best dress
it?
for me was Daisy. Her dress, for those who don't remember and weren't stalking it like we were, it was the pink glitter, and it was like low cut in the front, strap crisscross in the back, and then it had a really high slit, and it had a tail. And I loved everything about it.
It
First of
was
all,
like perfect. It was like perfection.
pink glitter is my favorite. My nails are that right now. Can't really see because it's far,
No,
but.
I can see it. Yeah.
I always do a variation of glitter for my nails. And right now it's like a rose gold color. But it was very Barbie. It was just perfect. Somebody else had the same color dress as she did, but it was slightly different style. I forget. No, I can't remember who it was, but it was someone else. Someone else had a very similar dress too, but hers just it was just perfection.
I don't like pink. I'm looking at my closet now. I don't think I own anything pink. So it's not my favorite. So that's how you know I really liked it, because I was like, it's actually the best one. And I mean, we're like used to like sequins dresses, so like that's it. But I was like, this is like the perfect sequins dress. It looked really good on her, like with blonde hair and like the pink dress. And I did just see the Barbie movie. So when you said Barbie, I was like, maybe that's why. Maybe that's why I liked it. But I would say that that was the best. I also liked, I forgot her name. She's also stunning. It's, oh, I forgot her name. It starts with an M. But she had,
Nina Malik.
yes, they played tennis together with the big ball. And she had like a black strappy dress that kind of like just hit all the right spots, and it was like one shoulder. I thought that was pretty too.
Caitlin, she was the scientist who came out, and she was wearing a traditional Vietnamese
That's
outfit.
what I thought. I They didn't talk about it, but I definitely liked
I
that. I saw
messaged
that.
her because I wanted to know, like, what is this? And I can't, I'm probably gonna butcher how to say this, but it's called an Aodai, I believe. It's spelled AO space DAI. So it is a traditional Vietnamese dress, and it was absolutely gorgeous.
It was beautiful. Did you see the back? Like right, like over, like on her side, down kind of like to her butt. It was like extra glitter. It was beautiful.
So beautiful. We already talked about Krissa, her like just the dress that she wore to accentuate her curves. It was beautiful. I worst dress, Jess's little gold jumpsuit romper thing.
But yeah, I guess like we saw her so much, and then it was like all the cutouts, so she kind of was like spilling out of the cutouts. It's definitely a standing, not sitting kind of vibe.
That it wasn't flattering for her.
No.
I'm sure that someone will look good in it. It wasn't for her.
No.
Whether it's because we kept seeing her be a little sloppy and a little messy, maybe that was it. I don't know. It just didn't do it for me. Oh, I wanted to see more of Nat's dress. Nat had it would look like a gothic like prom dress. It
Oh
was,
yeah.
you know, it had like the tight corset bodice and then the like off the shoulder something, and then I couldn't see enough of it, so I don't know
Yeah.
for sure, but I feel like I would have loved it because it was giving me like fantasy novel.
Like a little
A little
vampire
vampire
gothic.
prom
Yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
I wanted to see more of it. So I might ask her if she can post some pictures in it or something.
Yeah. Or like, what's that account? Like, is it like Style Spotter? And then they'll like go and like post all of that. Do they still do that?
I haven't followed them in a while. I can go check and see. There's
I'm old Bachelor Nation. Yeah. So I'm like, do they do that still?
There's always someone who catches the style. So we can probably figure it out. But yeah, I thought that was a really pretty dress. We already talked about Evelyn. Gorgeous. She had like the cute little butterflies on her ear.
I did like that. My cousin, she'll do stuff like that a lot. She reminds me a lot of her. She had a really nice, like low ponytail. It was nice and full. And I just think she's just beautiful. She's just like absolutely stunning.
Yeah. That, speaking of low ponytail, Taylor had a very basic low ponytail I was so confused with what was happening with her hair that I was like, is it more fancy? And I just can't tell. And then they show the back of it and it's literally just a low ponytail. And I was like, was that okay?
Is that the girl who got her time stolen by Jess?
Yes.
Because they showed her later at the rose ceremony and it was giving me bird's nest, child. It really felt like Rachel, like Pilot Rachel.
Yes.
Because her hair was, like, that girl always had, like, it's like, what is happening back here? But I liked her. I liked her a lot.
She's on my team. I picked her for my draft, so I like Taylor. No issues with her, but I definitely was like, "Oh, it's getting late. You can tell this girl's hair is just
I mean, I'm sure she like teased it again and then again and then again, and just trying to keep it like up. And I was just like, "Yeah, I definitely liked her. I like the way that she handled it too. She was like, "Can you give me when Jeff tried to steal time? She was like, "Can you give me another moment? She's like, "Again?
Yeah,
again? You want to talk to him? Like that would have been me. I'd have been like, "Are you serious? Yeah. And then she's like, "I don't want to be that girl. She just like walked by. Like, girl, you are that girl."
That was hysterical. I laughed so hard when she just kept walking. But I do appreciate that Taylor pulled her and said, "Let's talk," because Taylor's not going to be that girl who's talking about you behind your back. Like, no, I have a problem with you. I'm going to come tell you that I didn't like that you did that. But I also like that Jess was like, "Oh, well."
Girl, that whole conversation was just like shady as fuck, hilarious. Like, it was just like giving comedy. That's the thing about The Bachelor is like, it has to have both parts. Drama, and it has to have like comedy, and it also has to have love. So like I just felt like overall it was like a decent, I'd give it like for a premiere like a B. It was okay, but it wasn't like terrible.
I probably would have given it higher if I believed his first impression rose. I didn't believe that at all. I'm sorry. No, this is no shade to Leah at all. But I just didn't feel that connection with you when y'all talked. And you said that you felt it more with Daisy. I felt it with Lexi. Lexi was my favorite of the night.
When Lexi got out of the limo, I like saw chemistry immediately. So like Lexi,
she was Mariah, first one out of the limo too. So
So you know, girl, if I call this girl Mariah all season long, I'm gonna be Maria. Like, you know, I thought he had like a good conversation with her. And did you like her track? With the flowers?
No, I didn't like, oh my God, it was giving like homemade, and not in a bad, not like no shade to homemade dresses.
No, but she also has a banging body, but it just was like, it was weird. The flowers were placed weird, but it was like sheer in the middle, but it looked like
cotton. I didn't realize how weird it was. So she got her rose that night. And then I was like, what is happening with this dress? Yeah. It was just weird. I did not like it, but she's pretty. She looked good in it. And I think that she does make costumes and things, so it is very possible that she made that dress.
Okay.
Just from like,
I mean, I can't make shit, so.
Right. Just from like reading her bio, kind of stalking her Instagram a little bit, she's kind of into cosplay and stuff. So she's the one that's in the horror movies and things. So I could definitely see her going for like a Queen of the Damned type look, and that black, the tight black, everything. I don't know, but I did not like the dress, no.
Yeah. I thought she had on, like, the least amount of makeup, and I, like, could tell, and she looks great. Like, she just seems, like, natural and funny, and she reminds me of the actress from the Bee in Apartment 23. Like,
oh, yeah. What is
like, the dark hair and the dark features.
Witty personality.
Yes.
Her name is Kristen Ritter.
Yes.
Starred in it.
That's who she reminds me of.
Definitely gives off that vibe. I can see that for sure. Yeah. And we'll see, because like the preview showed that there's going to be some drama with her, maybe with her and Jess. Okay, you know, they like to like mesh things together. So I can't tell if it's directly going to be with her and Jess, but it looks like they both have drama throughout this season. So we'll see if it's against each other or not.
Yeah.
What I will say, I feel like this cast of women is very young.
I didn't really look at everyone's ages. So while I was like, watching it, I was on the Peloton trying to like kill two birds with one stone. So I couldn't see anyone's age and then like what's
Good
called
for
the
you.
Krylon. So I like couldn't see it. So I how old is like is how old is everybody?
They're young. I mean, there's like two of them that are over 30. And I know Lexi stayed. I forget who the other person was. I'd have to go back to the bios to see.
It's wild to me because I'm 37. Mm-hmm. So maybe I should stop watching this and stop doing this. But
you aged out. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, it just makes me feel like I wasn't ready for a relationship like 10 years ago.
I think there's a difference between being ready for marriage and then being so desperate that you have to go on a dating show.
Oh, no. Like, I also hearing the women talk and be like, I have to get married and I have
so
to be with
desperate.
Someone.
I'm so
yeah.
lonely. Yeah.
And it's like, oh my gosh, I just have to find someone and it's time to get married. It's now or never. I need to
My
have
last
kids.
resort. If I don't find love here, I'm not going to find love anywhere. That's
yeah. Like that just feels so like, girl, you got time. And so my TikTok is very curated for people who are like me, who are like, I love people who are like, this one girl today, she literally, I was watching her. She was like, I just like, what if I had a kid? Like, I'm tired. I get home from work. And what if I had a kid?
Yeah.
I have to like take care of somebody else. And we were talking off pod about my 16-year-old and being like, these teenagers afford a fucking bird. And I had him when I was like 21. So like, I just think like, just this like desperation. I think the Golden Bachelor was also like, you can find love, you can lose love, you can find love again. You also can wait. Like, it's just not a rush. Some of these women feel like they're really in a rush.
Yeah. Like, I'm 37 and I remember being 18 thinking like, oh, I'm going to find my husband in college. I'm going to get married by 25 and blah, 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 blah. When I turned 22 and was graduating, I was like, married. I was literally the thought of being married that young sounded insane to me. Like,
it
what
does.
Are you talking about? And even then, like, I was engaged by the time I was 23. I couldn't do it. Like, it literally was like, I don't want this. I'm not ready to settle down. And not to say that I was like, oh, I'm for the streets. I want to go whore it up or whatever. But I just couldn't imagine taking care of people.
Yeah.
And I know you had a kid young. And so you did have to like take care of someone. I couldn't imagine, like, I would.
Girl, I couldn't imagine it. That shit happened. And I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
People talk about their college, like, lives. And like, oh, I went and studied abroad. And then I did this. And I was like, I was a sophomore pregnant and had a kid as a junior in college.
Yeah.
And like, and I think that's different too. When you talk about me and my husband and the dynamics, like, I think he really, like, when you date and you're dating someone who has kids, you're really dating for a purpose, right?
Yeah,
you are. And it's also like, I got to see it and be about it or I don't. So I totally get it. I just think that there's this feeling and rush. And like, my son is going to be like 18 and we've got 2.5 years and we're counting down. And then I'm going to go live my 40s life the way that I should have lived my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, it's just a little wild that people are like, I'm ready to settle down and I'm ready to have kids. And I'm like, whew. And we know in Bachelor Nation, it doesn't really happen like that. And it takes a while.
Let's take a quick break and pay some bills. And we're back.
I don't know how like down for the brown he is. Like, I can't.
Well, I mean, he made it very far on charity season, so I think.
I don't know if they really liked each other.
Oh, I think they did. I think they definitely did. But I also think that living in Hawaii, he has dated women of color.
True, that makes sense.
Maybe not necessarily. I think he said he had never dated a black woman. I think that did come out. Or maybe he said
he's probably dated a woman of color, but he might not have dated like a black woman.
Yeah. He either said he'd never dated a woman of color or he'd never brought a woman of color home. I can't remember what the conversation was specifically, but I mean, sorry, a black woman specifically when he was talking to charity. I can't remember the exact conversation, but I do think that Joey is more open to dating a woman who's not white than other past leads have been.
What do you think about the fact that, like, where all of his people are from? Like, just given, because, like, even talking to the sisters and being like, I love Pennsylvania, I'll never leave, I live in, he kind of was like, okay. Like, I mean, he was like, yeah, no, like, it seems like there's a lot of people in the South, in the Southern region. Like, is he trying to move to Atlanta? Joe trying to kick in Atlanta?
So, he lives in Philly himself. So, I kind of was like, I thought it was weird that they were like, I'm never leaving. Like, that was, like, they very, like, okay, ma'am, calm down. No one's, like.
I'm really close to my family, and I'm never leaving. And it's like, most people come on and they're like, I'd be open or like, let's see. Jess was on the other end. She was like, girl, I moved. He's like, I moved today. Where you want to go?
Yeah, Jess, and I love that. If you had told me Jess was gonna be the one to be like, I'll live anywhere, I would have told you you were a fucking liar. Because that southern accent of hers, she sounds very much like I'm from the South and I'm never leaving. Like
But she said what she lived in
she lives in San
Denver.
Diego now. Like she moved
Yeah, I
to
lived in San
Denver than San
Diego.
Diego. She is down to move, and I love that. I think that he is going to be another one of those batch of people that moves to San Diego. So he definitely is going to want to be with someone who's willing to move with him. I mean, we already know that he just up and moved to Hawaii by himself for, a couple years.
Yeah.
So he's going to want to be with someone who is willing to move.
Like Katie wanted to, that she was the first like lead that I remember specifically wanting to be over in California and specifically San Diego, and like basically picked people who were gonna be over there as well. Versus like, so I'm wondering, I think I saw on Bachelor Data or something that he had a lot of people from like the South and the North, like Northeast, and we're even like Colton or what was that, Clayton, both of them thumbs. They kind of had people in the South because I think he wanted to move to like Texas. You know what I mean? Like somebody wanted to move to Texas. So I think I'm interested to see like where does he want to be specifically for Daisy, who's like Becker. I mean Becker, Minnesota, y'all. That shit is like fucking in the middle of nowhere. I have never been there. That ain't nowhere near the city. That ain't nowhere near
I mean, it's
civilization.
a Christmas tree farm. It's got to be in the middle of nowhere.
Girl, baby, that shit ain't. I've heard of Becker, but it's in the middle of nowhere.
That's kind of the plus side to having women that are so young, though, because what do you have to lose by moving? You don't got a real career, most of them, except for the one who's a professor. But like, yeah, most of them can move easily. So hopefully they're all down for it, except for the two sisters we already know are not. But we'll see. Speaking of moves, though, I want to jump into the Kylie and Aven drama
Tell
that
me all
you
about it.
heard.
I'm here.
So I listened to Nick Viall's podcast for you guys, so you don't have to do the heavy lifting.
Appreciate you. Thank you. Real MVP right here, girl. Real MVP.
You have to skip forward of about 54 minutes of the podcast just to get to the Kylie part, which is
Golly.
absolutely insane to me. How do you market a
Does
podcast?
he put like four oils on you, but by the time you get there?
Girl.
He's always pump, like pushing oils out. Girl, I got out of
Antibiotics.
my car in Atlanta. This girl was like, "You want these oils? You want to try?" I was like, "I'm good." And it reminded me of Nick. He talking
Oh my
about
gosh.
he always got to ask for oils.
I fast forward so much because thank God somebody else had told me it started at 54. So I was like, cool, I can skip through all this. But so the gist of it, of what happened, the rundown is that Aven cheated on her at least three different times.
Like three different women or just one
Two
woman three
different
times?
women, two different women. One of them twice, obviously. And so the first time he cheated was in July. It was some random woman he met at a bar. She took a picture of him in her bed. Now, he was fully clothed in the bed, so not really clear from the picture that they'd had sex, but
Okay.
he then confirmed to Kylie that they did have sex. So that did happen.
So
Kind of.
she and then she stayed.
No. She didn't find any of this out till December.
Oh,
So
okay.
that happened in July. Then the second time was in August and September with the same girl. So basically, so the first woman was in San Diego. The second woman was an old fling of his from Boston. So he went back home in like August, September, and
Damn,
her.
that nigga ain't shit.
Now, the first woman in San Diego did not know that he was with Kylie. She was under the impression he was single because they hadn't even been advertising for Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah.
She had no idea. This woman back home did know. She did know that he was with Kylie because by August, September, they were in a full-blown relationship. They had been committed to each other. So this woman knew that he was with her and still hooked up with him at least twice.
I blame him, not her.
I still blame him. But I think that's really fucked up that like woman code, you don't do that. Maybe one time is an accident, your old fling, whatever, whatever. Two times, okay, come on now.
Right.
Yeah. But so then the way that Kylie found out, it was the day after they had put out their relationship announcement, and she just stupidly went and checked her request folder on her the DMs on Instagram, the hidden folder. And she was like, I normally know better than to look there, but there were just so many messages that I
The
went.
Lord, it was the Lord calling you, girl.
And so she said she saw this one that said, hey girl, and she just knew. She
Oh
said,
my
I'm coming to you. She's like,
gosh.
I'm coming to you as a woman. Like she just knew that's what it
Oh
was.
my gosh.
So the
And
woman,
that was the flame.
This was the first one. But what was crazy is that it wasn't even that woman who messaged her. It was a friend of the woman. So it was one of the friends who received the picture, you know? So like the girl took a picture of him sleeping in her bed and sent it off to her friends. Like, look who I just bagged. So it was one of those girls that she sent it to that went to Kylie. And so she showed Kylie receipts, like showed her proof that this was all the same night. Kylie said that she didn't want to believe her at first, so she went to Avon to ask him, like, where were you on these nights? And he confirmed the exact same locations that this girl was also at. Then not to mention, the outfit that he was sleeping was the same outfit he was wearing out that night, because he had posted pictures and stuff, because it was from someone's Eric from of Gabby and Rachel season, you know, the winner. I think Gabby picked him. They were out for his birthday, I believe. So there was pictures posted in this outfit and everything. So she knew that this was true. Then when she goes to him with this information and shows the pictures and everything, he admits he owns up to it. He didn't try to pull a Shaggy and say it wasn't me. He owned up to it. Then so they're dealing with their shit when all of a sudden, he decides to tell her. He basically wrote her a letter, or it was a long text message, basically, and just told her about the girl in Boston. So this is something that she would have never found out, because the girl in Boston was like, I don't want any parts of this. I'm not going to tell her. I don't want to, like, be involved.
Yeah.
So he admitted it on his own about the girl in Boston, which is just absolutely insane.
I mean, like, good for him being honest, but, like, Kylie deserved better. And that makes me sad for her, because she really was like all in on him, yes, and like wanted to see. And she's probably, again, the most beautiful woman I probably have ever seen. I mean, she's stunning.
The reason why I made that tangent of speaking of moving is because she said that one of the issues that they had was that he was flat out refusing to move for her, but she was saying that she was willing to move for him, and he didn't believe her. So this is,
and where does he live?
San Diego. And what's crazy is that he's not from San Diego. He's from Boston. He has no connection in San Diego. The only thing he really has is like his job and like friends. But like, that's her whole life is in North Carolina. Like, everything about her life is in North Carolina, her job, her parents, everything. So the fact that she was like, I'm willing to move wherever to be with you, and he wasn't even willing to entertain it, I wanted to be like, Kylie. Like,
I think she should have, I mean, I think she should have dumped him as soon as he was like, not interested in getting married. And like, we had a long conversation about that. Like,
yes.
Well, if you're not ready to get married, but you want to be committed, like, I think it's a red flag if you can't even entertain it. We all know that a fucking engagement really just means like, we're going to be boyfriend or girlfriend, yep, or whatever.
And I think it's a red flag. She addressed that too, because she said that he would basically go back and forth with it, which is why she was so confused. Because it'd be like, one minute he'd be like, yeah, no, I would do that. And the next he'd be like, okay, no, I just can't. And what was hurting her was that at some point he told her that he was willing to propose to Rachel. The only reason why he did it is because he found out that it was going to be Tino or whoever that guy was that she chose. Mm. But he was willing to do it. So she was like, so you are willing to get engaged. It's not me. Right. And then he even confirmed to her that he was in talks with becoming the bachelor. So he was willing to go through this process knowing that there's an engagement at the end, but you're not willing to do it with me right now.
It's not me.
Yeah. So it was confusing to her of like, why won't you just do this thing that I want? And I think you and I even said, like, it's not that big of a deal. If somebody that you claim to love and you want to be committed to just wants a fucking ring, like, that's what the show is about, then why not just do it? What is the point in fighting them on this so hard?
Yeah.
It didn't make sense to me. Now, I will say that Nick did kind of put a little bit of a perspective on it, a different like perspective on it, because he was someone who had been in Avon's shoes before too, of like having been on the show, ready to be engaged, and now you're on Bachelor in Paradise and you think that you want it. You're a little bit hurt still. It's a different environment. It's not as much pressure. It's just different. But he agreed that it was still really shitty the way Avon did it. Like, because Nick at least broke up with the girl. I can't remember who it was that he was dating right before he got picked for the lead. But once Nick realized he wasn't going to be able to propose, he broke up with her on Bachelor in Paradise. He didn't just string her along and make her choose to be girlfriend and boyfriend and leave together. Like, that was very fucked up what Avon did to Kylie.
It always reminds me of, like, Dean and Kaylin, too, yes, where, like, you know, he was like, no, like, I can't do it. And so it's like, you can also just be like, no. But, like, it's that fucked up part where it's like, I don't want it, but I also like still want you. But then I really fucking don't. Like, I mean, you, I think I want the, I think he wanted the thought of her. And I think he saw her kind of like on this pedestal as like somebody who was like a hot girl. And he's like, I want that, but you didn't really want it. And so like, it reminds me, I wish that she would have been able to kind of just like pull a Rachel and be like, no, like, this is what I want. This is the life that I want to have. And this is what I'm going to go and get. And of course, like right now they're in the middle of a divorce.
Even with Dean and Kaylin though, Dean left. He left the beach.
Yeah.
But then he was like, no, I want this girl, and came back and was like, I just come with me. And like literally begged her. And even though I agree that like they're married now, so it worked out. But at the time I remember being like, Kaylin, you know what you want. And you know that. Yeah. So I really wasn't for it. Although I did think it was so romantic how he was like, no, I want to be with you. Come with me now.
I think it was the way that Aven handled it too. Remember? Exactly. Like the way all of that. Handled it was like different. Think about Rachel and Tom. Wait, no, Becca and Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
They broke up. They were like, no, like I don't want to do this here. But then it was but I don't want to be without you. And let's like, you know, continue this. And they're married with a damn kid. So it is a way that you handle it. And Aven like walking away from her and not talking to her and not like really giving us a really clear like picture of like, I really want to be with you. Like there are times you could be like, I want to be with you. I want to be together. I want to make a life with you. I'm just not ready right this second. That doesn't mean I can't get there. And Dean's ass didn't want to get married ever.
And I think that was the difference with Dean too, is because Dean was saying from the beginning, like, I don't know if I believe in marriage, period.
Right.
But I want to have a life with you. So I feel like it was just everything about it was just completely different and the same at the same time.
Absolutely. I just think it's the way that you handle it. But I just feel bad for her. Like I never want anyone to be cheated on. Like I just think it's shitty. It's fucked up. And like, you know, being in a committed relationship of almost 10 years, which like makes me like want to throw up a little bit because we've been together forever. Like I can't even tell you my husband cheated on me. I'm not going to say it because I'm a lawyer and also this is recorded, but I'm just going to say, I'm going to have to come to my house and we're going to have to do a little cleanup.
Yeah.
Okay? A little cleanup of red socks.
A little cleaning. No big deal.
Yeah, but
I like to clean. It's fine.
We'll just come over and just a little girl clean. Yeah. A little cleaning dig. A little dig and clean.
Yeah,
it's just wild. I mean, it's just like, it's just at this point, I mean, again, I just like am one of those things, even talking to my son who's 16 and him talking to like multiple girls, I'm like, just be honest. Like, just be like, look, this, I mean, you know, if you keep it honest and you keep it real, I learned that in college and in law school. Like, if I'm dating you and I'm like, I don't want a relationship, I want to be completely platonic. Like, it just is what it is. Like, I just want to have sex with you. And like, no one's feelings were hurt. It was like, I don't hate you, but
my whole thing about cheating, and that I hope, and that at least Kylie took this away from it, is that when someone cheats on you, it has nothing to do with who you are. You couldn't, because she said that at first she was asking her like, what could I have done? Nothing. It doesn't matter. You could be the girlfriend. You could have moved there immediately and just been there 24/7, and he still would have found a way to cheat if that's what he wanted to do.
Thank God you didn't move and do all of that. Well, she was moving, so willing.
Now she is moving, and this is where I was like, Kylie, why are you doing this? Because they are still in communication. He is still trying to get back with her. Like, he still loves her, but she has, you know, made it very clear that like, she's not ready to forgive him completely and to rekindle that, because he still has some healing to do, and he needs to fix himself first. But
Moving
to San Diego at the end of the month still. So I'm kind of like, girl, you're going to fall right back into, because what's going to happen is you're going to be missing your home. You're going to be missing your familiarity. And so you're going to fall back in with this person who felt familiar to you for 6 months.
Yeah.
So I personally think it's a bad idea that she's moving right now. I mean, I understand that like she was doing it. She had already been planning it and setting the balls in motion. And so now it's here. But I'm just like, girl, stay away. Now she did say that an old fling of hers has come back into the picture and he's in training in San Diego for a while. So he is out there too. So at least she won't have only the Aven of it all. There is another guy out there that she's
going out there and like really living her best life and being like, no, we're really not together. Like,
I agree. I hope she does, but she's such a, like, she said, I'm such a like lover that she feels so deeply, and she kept giving him grace for shit that I'd be like, nah, fuck that. Like,
girl, everybody want to give grace on this damn show. I'd be like, don't everybody deserve your grace? They can get grace from afar.
Yeah, from afar. And what was funny is they even like had her mom speak for a second, and mama was giving him grace too. Like, I just feel bad for him. I was like, no, mom, you need to be like, fuck that nigga. Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck that nigga. That's my daughter.
Yes, I want my
Absolutely
mom.
not. I agree. I mean, like, you know, I mean, and sometimes a lot of women get that narrative. I'm not saying her or Kylie. Sometimes a lot of women get that narrative of like, I need to be married and all this other
Well,
stuff and
even
hold
so
my man down.
Kylie said when she got these messages, she was at Outback with her grandma and mom, and her grandma said, "Don't open it, don't read it, you don't need to know, don't mess up what you have." I said, "Grandma."
I mean, there are women out there who will do that. Like,
But
when.
that is like the life our grandparents had to live, because you weren't
Yeah.
allowed to have your own bank account. So what was you gonna do
Yeah.
if Shirley came to you as a woman? What was you gonna do? Nothing.
You
Because
ain't gonna do nothing. You're
like,
gonna be
you just
like, okay. And I even, like, even when I had my son and I told my grandma that I was pregnant, she was like, okay, it's time to drop out of school. And I was like, but excuse me? She was like, you gotta drop out. You gotta get a job. You gotta, you know, or is he gonna take care of you? And I was like, no, ma'am, I'm gonna finish school and then I'm gonna go to law school with this toddler and we're just gonna keep it moving. And so I had a lot of like animosity towards her. And it just one of those things where it's like that's how she grew up. Like you had a kid, even if it was an oopsie, you were done. You now needed to raise that child. So it could be that she, yeah, is getting a lot of those messages of like, girl, just stick it out. Like, no, I'm not gonna be telling them. I don't have a daughter. I watching the Barbie movie, I was like, oh, I wish I had one. But I just even my son, who I love very much. Right, when he has girlfriends, I'd be like, look, he is still a man, and a man is a man, and don't listen to nothing he say, and do what you need to do, and you could do, if you can do better than him, then do better than him. Because when I was 15 and 16, I wish somebody would have told me about that with that bum nigga. So somebody needed to. I was like, no, I love my son. He's the best thing on this earth. However, he's still a man. And men gonna do men shit. So I need you to be taking care of yourself and make sure that he's loving love. And even with him, I'm like, you want somebody who's gonna match you and be on the same level. So, and he dated this one girl who like she ain't had nothing else going on. And so he was like calling and texting. I was like, you play sports, you're in an AP program. You ain't got time for that. You gotta find somebody else where you both are like
Your
on the same
level.
level.
Yeah, you have to match each other's flex. You can't date down.
No.
Yes.
Even in high school, even these teenagers, child. But I appreciate you giving me the update about her. And I you know, what it was just like blessings for all involved.
Yes.
I mean,
Yes. Listen, Kylie is gorgeous. She will bounce back just fine.
I just if I like I was watching the football game and watching like what's that guy's name? I forgot. I don't know his name, but it's Sydney Hightower's husband. And I was like, girl, if I look like Kylie, I would bag me a football player. I would bag me a billionaire. I wouldn't be talking to no bum
No
ass, dusty
explanation,
ass
nothing.
Asian.
Yes. Well, that's
That's
like, so this guy that's an ex of hers, it's very clear he plays in for football because he's out in training in San Diego. Don't know what team he's
Oh, I
for.
thought more like military. Like when you said training, I thought
No, no,
like
no. It could have
Navy.
been. It could have been that, but no, he plays did they confirm football? I don't know if they confirmed football or not, but she was trying to be aloof about it. And
Girl, go get that bag. Go get that Sydney Hightower bag. Fred Warner. Her and Fred Warner, she living her best life and she gets to be a wag. Go get the money,
Name
girl.
Hannah Ann. What was Hannah Ann's last name? She got her a little the guy who plays for the Rams.
Oh, are they still together?
They got married, I think, or just engaged.
Really?
Did they get married yet? I don't think they got married yet, but they're
I would
definitely engaged.
never forgive her for them damn black eyed peas that she made in our damn videos. I fucking hated
I
that.
don't remember this. We gotta talk about it.
She, but anyway, long story short, she made black eyed peas for like, oh, it's like good luck, girl. That is for black people.
Oh,
Black
she
people
did
made
that?
that. Yes. And I was so mad. I would just like went all every girl, every chance I got, I was like trolling her. Like, did
I
you
think
just
she's
really
from
make
the
black eyed
South.
peas?
I think
She
she's from the South.
is.
Does that make sense? Some people get confused with cultures when they're from
But
the
she was like, oh yeah, and this is like a tradition for black people.
South.
And
Tradition.
it means something very specific. Like black eyed peas mean this and greens mean money, but anyways, but now she gets my nerves. But yeah, it's a girl. She go get you the bag where the money reside, where the money reside, where the money go where the money resides.
Even Madison booked her a little millionaire too.
That's
Little.
what I'm saying. And she look, I mean, Kylie is like gorgeous. She is stunning. If I was gorgeous and stunning and had that body, girl, it wouldn't be nothing you could tell me. The Lord
From San
knew.
Diego, I'm going straight to LA. What are we talking about?
Girl, the Lord knew he couldn't bless me with too much child because I would have been out here running these streets. I could not move to Atlanta until it was time after law school and then met my husband because I'd have had about six baby dads and about 11 kids. Okay, I would have been lost my damn mind.
The fact that I don't is a testament to how much I did not want to be a mom.
I not a testament to like how much you like how gorgeous you are and how many men, how much you did not want to be a parent.
Listen, when I moved to Atlanta, bitch, because I moved to Atlanta from LA, and in LA, dark skin, thicker black girl is not getting any attention. Absolutely but in not. Atlanta, bitch, my DMs were insane. Like, it was, I have never felt more beautiful in my life than when I was in college.
I have a whole 100%. When I moved here, moving from like bone, stick, straight, and especially us being a little older, it's like being skinny and these like low waisted jeans, all that. Like, I never fit in. There was never anyone. And moving down here, girl, you would think that I was like the bee's knees.
Yeah, literally. So that's why I always say, like, I love being in Atlanta. I love dating here. I've always felt beautiful here. But yeah, I could have definitely gone a different way. And also, like, I was a Spelman woman. So, you know, the whole like stereotype about Spelman women and us being sedated and all that. So I definitely like played into that. And so it was definitely a lot more like prim and proper and all that. But girl, like, yeah, being in Atlanta and black and thick is, it's, how do you not get pregnant?
Girl.
You have girl. A guy. And I that birth control had that thing on lock, okay?
Look, no, I totally agree. When we moved here from North Dakota, me and my best friend Erica, like, we were very clear, like, oh, opportunity, whatever. But we looked at each other, it was like, we need to go somewhere, because we were in North Dakota. Yes. And it was like, they were getting younger because it was military and college students, and we were just getting older. And it was like, we're ready to settle down. So we knew, we told everybody, like, oh, opportunity and this and that. We knew very clearly we were moving for dating, you know, because we wanted to be.
So funny, because my parents met and got married in North Dakota. So, like.
They were, that was different, girl. It was different when you, like, we weren't in the military. Girl, we had our share of military and football players, and we were like,
I'm sure, because they were like, black women, yes.
And they were, until they acted like a fucking ashy ass Aven, and then they were like, black women, white women, any women. So,
yeah. Oh my gosh. Anything else you want to talk about for this first week? What do you expect? Like, well, I guess I should ask you, do you have a prediction now? Have you read, if you read spoilers, don't tell me, but if you had
no, I didn't.
On who he's going to pick based on the first week.
I think that Maria, I keep wanting to say Mariah, based on like just even the previews, I think that like, I think Daisy goes pretty far. And I think that is who I would pick. I just, something about her. I think she's really wholesome. I think he wants someone like that. I think she might be wholesome, but then a little freaky. And I think he would like that, especially the other girl, Maria. Why am I like this? Maria, I think he's going to like intrigue her very much. Yeah. And I think he'll keep some people around for the drama. And then I did see, I'm not going to go back all the Franken bites and everything like that, but I definitely, and Rachel. Those are the three that I was like, I saw something in them, and I saw like a spark and chemistry, and then to see them in the previews at the end, I was like, okay, that makes sense, because I saw something there.
Yeah.
You?
I have Lexi and Rachel is going very far. So we will see. I'm gonna have you on again later on in the season to see how our predictions are playing out.
I'm watching this only for you, girl. So
I appreciate you so much. Thank you so much, Danielle, for being here.
Well, y'all, I wanna say again, I really appreciate you letting me come here and be with you. You do a great job. You're just like all in the know. So thank you so much for letting me be a guest and come and chat with you about this.
Of course. It's been my pleasure. I wish I could do this all the time, but we have to plan more like weekly things and get Megan back into it.
Girl, Megan ain't gonna do it, but she will absolutely have dinner and drinks with us. So.
Okay, perfect. We'll do that then.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you for joining me, and a special shout out to my guests. All of their social media and page info can be found in the show notes. If you liked what you heard, please like, subscribe, and follow this podcast and my Instagram page at kickingitwith_Rae. That's RAE. Theme song was created by Chad Milner, and producing and editing was all done by me. See you next week.